Richard, let's start with the result and the performance then. What was your take on it?
Frustrating in respect of I don't think overall we warranted that. I think when Grimsby played us at home, we've seen a very good Grimsby team. They played very well that day, and a lot of people were saying the Grimsby are the best team in the league. I think today I really didn't think they were two goals better than us today by any stretch of the imagination. And I just felt that up until the first goal, we were probably the better team. The second goal, I've had to try and do something. I've gone bold, I've gone brave to try and get us back into the game with three substitutes. I could have just kept things the same and hoped, but I've gone brave. And the second goal, we were competing with them at that time, and we were just starting, I wouldn't say get on top, but we were just starting to get the ball into decent areas for us to, it's a game for us. I would say it's a game of two mistakes. Now, by me saying that, it's singling out probably Ross, and I don't want to single out Ross because Ross Flitney's won us far more games this season, and won us lots of games over the last two seasons. So I just felt the first goal was, we didn't deal with it over the left-hand side. Well enough, should have stopped the cross coming in, we didn't do, and I just thought it was a game of two mistakes from us collectively as a team, not particularly Ross, but as a team. And at this level of football, you can't make mistakes and expect to win football matches against teams like Grimsby.
So I have to ask you about the Dion Burton sending off. What was your take on that?
From what I've seen, and you've seen it from this side of the pitch, it's their defender's punched it. Their defender, player, whatever he was, has punched him straight in the face. You've seen it. You can see it from this side of the pitch. He's punched him in the face. Should be a penalty, shouldn't it? But it's not. I thought it was a little bit of a strange decision to send Dion off and only book their fella. I don't want to see fellas sent off or booked. Don't want to see that at all. But it's either two reds or two yellows.
What's your take on the referee's performance on the whole?
I get criticised for having a go at referees, don't I? As much as I'd love to come on here and give my views, there's lots of people back home now waiting for me to, have a go at the referee. But I just felt his performance today was too... He was, and bearing in mind the people listening back home before they go on forums and say I'm starting to complain about the referee, you have asked me a question about the referee, so all I am doing now is answering your question. So I just felt he was influenced too much by his assistants today.
What was the situation at the end when you got sent off down the tunnel?
The fourth official told me to come here, he wanted to speak to me. I just said, I don't want to speak to you. So he's got the referee over to send me off, so... I've actually been guilty of not wanting to do something. I thought it's my prerogative if I didn't want to speak to somebody or not. I've not caused any trouble. I've not done anything wrong. I've not said anything out of turn. I've not swore at him either. There you go. I'm sure there'll be something in the report where I've come out with lots of F's and lots of everything else, which is par for the course. But hey. There's more important things. We've got seven more games to go this season, which is far more important than Richard Hill being sent to the stand.
And you say seven games. I mean, seven cup finals, I suppose. You're still very much in the race for the playoffs, aren't you?
I've not seen the league table. If we don't win, it means teams below us win. It means that other teams are starting to get into the promotion race, which at one point it looked just like there was... five teams, so I don't know, I've not seen it, so we'll have a look at it. We've got a very difficult game next week. We always knew that it was these spell of games were going to be tough, and we got some good points on the board early, and I think that's the frustrating thing, that we got some good points on the board early and we've not been able to back them up.